good game between Man U and Liverpool recently.
我们就讲说好像Man U 跟Liverpool 之间的这样的一个游戏赛足球赛。
But Jesus did not call us into functional atheism.
可是耶稣呼召我们的时候呢，不是进入一个功能性的无神论。
Nor does he call us into a religion.
也不是呼召我们进入一个宗教。
But instead, Jesus calls us into a relationship.
耶稣呼召的时候呢，是进入一个关系。
To God and to Himself.
跟神和他自己建立一个关系。
Recall when Jesus called his disciples, he said three profound words.
当耶稣呼召他的门徒的时候，他说了三个很重要的词。
He said, "Come, follow me."
一个是来，然后一个是跟随我。
In the book of John, he said, "Come and see."
他说，在约翰呢，却是来看。
So this morning, I want you to know that knowing Jesus is not a static.Cerebral religion.
所以呢，认识耶稣并不是只是一个知识性的一个宗教。
It's an experiential relationship.
而是一个有能够体验经历的一个关系。
The only way to know about God and Jesus is to walk with Him and experience the life with Him together.
如果要真正的认识耶稣呢，就是要跟他一起同行，一起经历生命。
By the way, Ken and I are married.Already for 20 years this year.
我跟 Ken 呢已经是结婚二十年。
That's an achievement, huh?
二十年。
Okay. Before I knew her.
在我还没有认识她以前。
Potentially, I could pick up a book, in a bookstore.
可能我可以从书店里面拿出一本书。
And then the title is Cat.The amazing lady, yeah.
或者是 cat, 这个女子。
Okay, and I look at the book, chapter one, faithful friend.
第一章可能是好朋友。
Then come to chapter two, you know, it's about cat, a constant joy, yeah.
或者是第二章是充满喜乐。
You all experience her, right? Okay. The third chapter, don't sweat the small stuff.
第三章可能就是不要去在乎那些琐碎的事。
The fourth chapter,
第四章
a very captivating teacher.
一个很好的老师。
Okay, the fifth chapter is a great cook.
第五章就是一个很好的厨师。
But it's a very very short chapter.
不过这一章特别短。
Well, that was just a knowledge from a book.
这就是一个书里面所带来的一些知识。
After 20 years,
二十年后呢
？I experienced her to be an amazing lady.
我就真的是经历，原来她是一个很好的女子。
That is why one of the shepherd value is to continuous ask us to continuously witness the experience of Jesus in your life.
所以我们的这个一个牧人的价值观很重要的，就是要不断的见证跟经历神。
If today you have no stories, no testimony to share about Christ each week,
如果你每一个星期没有故事，没有这个对神的见证
，Sunday is just a reminder that hey, I'm still a Christian.
所以礼拜天只是成为，就是说，还只是提醒你说，哦，我还是一个基督徒。
If today a Christian means a list of do's and don'ts，
如果对于你来说，一个基督徒就是有些什么可以做，有些什么不可以做而已。
I don't think you have experienced Jesus。
你还没有真正的经历耶稣。
Otherwise, you have a lot of stories to tell。
要不然你应该是有很多的故事可以分享。
I'm sure you realize that too。
我相信你也是这样子的经验。
So do you want today to experience Jesus？
所以你要不要经历耶稣呢？
Okay, some are still considering, and some.
有些还在考虑当中。
Okay, in our culture, to know something, it's cognitive. That means it's intellectual.
在我们的文化里面，要认识一个东西呢，是一个比较知识性的。
In Hebrews, to know the truth, it is not an intellectual understanding, but an experience.
不过在希伯来文而言呢，认识真理呢，不是一个只是知识性的，而是要去经历的。
So, I'd like for us to look beyond liking the concept of being Christians.
所以我希望大家不是单单只是喜欢作为一个基督徒这样一个观念而已。
But to truly decide to walk with Him today.
而是真正的决定说要跟耶稣一起同行。
So how can we experience God?
所以我们要怎么样经历神呢？
Let's pull some lessons from the passage today.
让我们从今天的经文里面学几个很重要的功课。
On how the disciples experienced God, yeah.
就是门徒怎么样来经历耶稣。
Okay, number one, I think to experience God, we need to be receptive.
第一个呢，就是如果你要经历神的话呢，你必须愿意敏感。
At some point of time, we need to decide that if He is to be our Lord, we need to be open to his suggestions.
就是如果我们真的是要听到听得经历神的话呢，我们必须对他对于我们的建议很敏感。
That we are ready to be influenced.
我们愿意被他所影响。
We are willing to let him rearrange our lives.
我们愿意让神来真的是改变我们的生命。
And so that we have a different perspective, a different view of the world.
所以让我们真的是对于这个世界有不同的一个观点。
And not just doing religious things.
而不是只是做一些宗教性的事情。
In Colossians, it tells us,
在哥罗西书这么说，
All things are created by God and for God.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
So all things,
所以这里说是万有，
everything,
全部的东西，全部的东西。
And God is transcendent.
而神就是超过这一切。
He's always meeting us.Every moment of our life.
而就这样子的来到我们这边，接触我们。
It's for experiencing God is opening to our senses to realize that He now it's among us.
而我对能够经验神呢，就是对于这个醒觉，知道说神在我们当中。
Allow the presence of Him to be involved in our senses.
让他在我们的这个当中的能够经验，我们能够触觉得到，经验得到。
Are you receptive?Enough to hear him.
你们对神有足够的敏感，能够听得见他说的话吗
？And he does not only call and talks to us in church in religious places.
他不是只是在这个有宗教的地方或者在教会里面呢才呼召我们。
He calls us every part of our life.
在我们的生命中的一切，他也是这样子的。
You notice that the disciples were not calling Jesus during Sunday worship.
你会发现这个门徒们不是在他们礼拜天崇拜的时候神呼叫他们。
God didn't call the disciples in cell groups.
也不是在这个小组里面神呼召他们。
They called them in their daily mundane life.
而是在他们的生活的单调的生活中的时候呼召他们。
And in the midst of working, Jesus called them.
在工作的时候呢，耶稣呼召了他。
And they responded.
他们就这样子的回应也是。
Do you hear his call during your conference call?
在你们这个会议的时候，你们有听见神的声音吗
？Or some parents changing the diapers?
或者是在换尿布的时候
？Doing grocery shoppings?
或者是在买家庭用品的时候
？If you are receptive,
如果你对神是敏感的
，you will hear these calls.
你就会听见神对你说的话。
Are you expecting the call?
问题是你有预期要接这样的一个呼叫吗？
Okay, the second lesson about experiencing God is to let go.
第二个能够经历神的方式就是愿意放下。
In order to experience something, you have to let go of something, isn't it?
如果你要经历一些东西，你就要放弃一些东西。
If you want to experience marriage, you have to let go of singlehood, right?
如果你要经历婚姻，你就要放弃单身。
And a lot of marriage got in trouble because you know you want to get married and you still don't want to let go of singlehood.
有一些婚姻会出问题，就是你在婚姻当中，可是你又不愿意放弃单身。
And the disciples responded by dropping their nets, letting go of their nets.
门徒们呢就舍下了他们的网。
And to experience what preaching is like.
所以如果你要经历讲道是怎么样子
，I need to let go of sitting comfortable in a comfortable pew.
我就要放弃了能够很安逸的坐在那个椅子上。
And stop pointing fingers at how pastors should improve their preaching.
没有对教牧们讲道指指点点。
And when up here,
当我在这边的时候呢
，things feel altogether different.
感觉就当然很不一样。
No, if we don't let go, we will never grow.
而我们如果没有放弃一些东西，我们就没有办法成长。
If you hold on to things, you will never move.
如果你死死抓住一些东西，你就不能够有行动。
My first job, was that of Outward bound instructor.
我第一份工作呢，就是在那个Outward bound做这个教导。
And if you next, you know, if you have experienced this, some of you may have.
可能你有些人会经历过这个叫做
next. This activity is called abseiling, right? American call it repelling.
或者是叫绕神下降。
Okay, for you to experience abseiling,
你要经历这个绕绳下降
you have to let go.
你就是要放手
And then to lean back and let go.
你就是要后仰然后放手
Because the whole life you've been told not to jump off from cliffs.
我们整个生命里就是告诉你说你不要从悬崖掉下去
But today, in order for you to do that, you need to let go.
可是这边呢，如果你要下降的话，你就是要放手。
So eventually, disciple has to drop their nets.
所以门徒们呢必须舍下他们的网。
Eventually, they even let go of their income, their reputation, and their family.
最后呢，他们还得放下他们的薪金，放下他们的声誉，这个呀。
Even letting go of what they think God might be.
甚至得放下他们所认识的神是到底是怎么样的。
So if there's no there is no spiritual life, we don't let go.
我们如果没有放下的话呢，我们就不会有这个属灵的生命。
Sometimes it means letting go of our judgment of what is right and what is wrong.
甚至有时候得放下我们对于判断对错的这个判断。
Some people do have a selective, you know, view of truth.
我们有些人对于什么是真理呢，很选择性。
They choose to see truth as how they decide it to be.
他们选择的这个真理呢，是他们所要的这个真理。
Okay, if we want to find our true self, our hearts are set on glory, we have to let go.
而如果我们真的是要找到我们真正的自我，
it is difficult, it is scary.
虽然很艰难，很害怕。
Everything of our culture is teaching us to hold on.
因为我们的文化就是告诉我们一定要抓得紧紧的。
If you are a growing Christian,
可是如果我们要做一个成长的基督徒，
at some point, God will call you to do something more.
这个神呢就会呼叫你做更大的事情。
And that's your test of letting go.
那就时候就是看你能不能够放下。
And the third lesson is that if you want to experience God, is to have movement.、Yeah.
第三个就是如果你要经历神的话，你就得有行动。
Okay, the disciples didn't just drop their net.
他们不是只是放下他们的网而已。
They followed Jesus.
他们还得跟从耶稣。
So today it's not for you to just accept.And be baptized as a Christian.
所以你们不是只是接受洗礼而已。
Then you need to move.
你必须有行动。
You need to be involved.
你必须参与。
You need to be transformed.
你必须有所改变。
You need to change.
有改变。
No, in repelling, we tend to hold on to the rope.
在这个绕绳下降的时候，我们可能抓得很紧。
So, but movement allows us to experience God deeper.
可是在行动当中的时候，我们就能够更深一层的经历基督。
Now you realize this activity, you know, the higher the cliff, once you start moving.
可是在这个过程当中呢，当你开始动的时候
，you realize that it's not that bad.
你会发现其实没有这么糟糕。
You start to enjoy the breeze.
你开始喜欢那个吹过来的风。
The view of the forest or the sea.
或者你所看见的这个大海。
So movement allows us to experience.
所以呢，在行动当中的时候，你就有所经历。
So life cannot be taught in books.
所以有时候生命就是不能够从书本上学习。
Or discussing over Bible study of what is right, what is wrong.
或者是在讨论当中决定什么是对错。
A Christian life is experienced through movement.
而这个基督徒的生命就是通过行动所经历。
And Paul in Philippians 3 said.
在这个保罗在腓立比书第三章就这么说。
The movement was so important.
这个行动是如此的重要。
He said, "I want to know Christ."
他说他要认识基督。
He has to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His suffering.
甚至要知道他的这个复活的这个能力，还有参与他的这个受难。
Becoming like Him in His death.
像在就是在他的死当中也跟他一样。
And so somehow.Know what it means to be living.
而在这其中的时候呢，就真的是知道什么是活着。
So you can see from Paul that this movement to experience God is so important.
我们可以看到保罗就是这样子的，很要经历基督所经历的。
So to experience God, we not only need to have receptivity.
所以要认识神，我们不单单是对神要敏感。
We need to let go.
我们也要放手。
We also need to move.
我们也得有行动。
So our God is an experiential God.
我们这个神呢是能够经历的神。
He has also followed the rules that he asked us to experience in experiencing him.
他也跟随着叫这样子的呼叫我们认识他的这些规则。
In Philippians chapter 2,
在腓立比书第二章
，God knows who he was.
神当然知道自己是谁。
The Son of God.
他就是神的儿子。
But he has also receptive to God's plan in his life.
可是他也必须对于神在他生命中所要做的事情有所敏感。
So he let go and empty himself.
所以呢，他就是这样子的放弃他倒空自己。
And in Philippians it says that he in the very nature God.
他虽然有神的形象。
Did not consider equality with God.
不把他当成是与神同等。
Something to be grasped.
这个事情他不把他紧握住。
But he.Let go.
而他放下了。
He moved.
而这样子就付出了行动。
He moved into becoming flesh.
道成了肉身。
He moved into death.
进入死亡。
He moved into overcoming death.
胜过死亡。
And the result?
最后呢?
The glorification of the Father.
就是天父荣耀他。
Salvation to us.
对我们有所救赎。
And a restored relationship between us and God.
使我们和神的关系能够和好。
So next, okay. So conclusion is,
今天的结论是,
God wants to have a relationship with us.
神跟我们要建立这样的一个关系,
and wants us to know him also.
也要我们来认识他。
He has gone through great length to prove this.
他已经含辛茹苦地把这样的事情证实出来。
And the fact that we're celebrating Christmas now is a reminder for us, isn't it?
当我们现在庆祝圣诞节, 就是这样子地提醒着我们。
So in this coming new year, my hope is for you to seek to be more aware of God's work in your life.
来临的一年呢, 我的期望就是我们真的是能够更深一层的经历神。
To know what he wants you to let go of and that you're holding on and take that step of faith.
让我们知道什么是我们必须放下的，而必须靠着信心走的下一步。
So when he calls,
所以当神呼召我们的时候,
don't hang up.
不要切断这个电话。
Experience him fully.
真的是完全的来经历他。
Because he's going to bring you to places.
因为他要带领我们到一些地方。
Let him show himself to you by walking with him.
而我们必须让神真的是像我们这样子的启示，跟他一起同行。
So when everyone here of us here, you know, does this,
当我们在我们每一个人这么做的时候，
and experience him,
这样子的经历他的时候，
then only can we fulfill, you know, being a spirited worshipping community.
真的是能够这样子成为一个圣灵充满的敬拜群体。
That attracts, witness, and equips and bless others with God's love.
靠着神的爱, 我们能够吸引万人见证基督, 装备信徒, 祝福群体。
Remember this saying by Hudson Taylor.
Hudson Taylor这么说,
if the Lord is not your God of all,
如果神不是你全部的神,
He is not your Lord at all.
他就不是你的，完全不是你的主。
May you be blessed.
我们蒙神祝福。
Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your call for us to experience you by walking with you. And for that, Lord, give us the receptivity, the will of, to let go and to move to being closer with you, knowing that life, understanding you, cannot be an intellectual process but an experiential process. Give us this coming year full of hope, full of anticipations, not for ourselves, but to experience you more fully in our life. And bless us in your holy name, Jesus. Amen.